Ed, just a few weeks ago in a sweep of Oregon Tech, you won for the 1,700th time here at LC. Congratulations on that accomplishment. I know you tend to deflect any praise for wins to the players in the program, so I'm not even going to ask you what that represents to you. Instead, I'd like to go back in time to 1977 when you first set foot on campus. A lot of people, when they begin a job, talk about the five-year plan. I don't know many in that situation that talk about their 34-year plan. When you accepted the job here at LC as head coach, did you envision this type of success? And what were your early goals?
Yeah, we had a couple goals. Karen and I got married when we were 18, and so she helped me get through school and playing two sports and doing that. You know, when it came time for her to get her elementary degree, and that's what was really important for her to do that. She wanted to be a teacher, so this was a good fit for that. And my goal, honestly, was not to coach someplace else, but I really came over here with the idea to get a doctorate degree in higher ed and go back to a junior college and be a dean of students. That's really what I wanted to do, and I think two things really changed that. Lee Vickers was a great guy to work for, so that helped a lot. And then Dick Hannon was fantastic. So that had a lot to do with it. I think that in that regard, I kind of got away from being an administrator in higher ed someplace and being a coach. And it just kind of grew, and our kids liked it here. That was a big factor, too. All three boys really liked living here. And I think when you got three kids, and they're happy with it, and Karen really liked her job teaching, and then this thing kind of grew on me. So, yeah, it happened fast.
And you've been administering ever since. Ed, there are literally decades of memories, national championships, players both first and second generation, and games that you've been involved in. Along the way, you also were able to bring your three sons, as you mentioned a moment ago, into the fold in some capacity or another. I've seen your oldest boy, Trevor, lending a hand here at Harris Field, helping to maintain and manage the facility. Your middle boy, Tyler, was an outstanding pitching coach that guided the staff to the lowest World Series ERA ever at the time. And your youngest, Toby, played for you and flourished for 2 years. How special was and has that been for you personally?
Well, that was pretty neat, especially the year that we won the national championship. Was neat with Tyler running the pitching and Toby played well, and that was a pretty neat thing for us.
Ed, something that I learned about you and your wife Karen in the past couple of years is that you both volunteer time at the local animal shelter, walking animals that may not otherwise get out. Obviously, you guys are both dog lovers. How did you become involved in that?
Both of us have always been kind of, you know, I guess, you know, enjoyed animals and enjoyed doing things like that. It's like a hobby. You know, everybody's got their hobbies and the things they like to do, and that's something we really like to do together. I mean, there's a lot of things we like to do together, but that was one of the things that we really enjoyed, and it's we really enjoyed it.